Support for NPR Business News comes from Microsoft. Your potential inspires us to create software that helps you reach it. Microsoft, your potential, our passion.
The Securities and Exchange Commission and New York's Attorney General have charged Invesco Funds Group with civil fraud. The mutual fund company allegedly allowed outside hedge funds to make frequent market timing trades that were off limits and that hurt ordinary investors. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Regulators have charged yet another company with taking part in a fraudulent market timing scheme, but what's different in this case is that it opens a window into what was going on inside a major mutual fund company while this practice of market timing was spreading through the industry. And inside Invesco, a heated debate was raging. On the one side was a group of portfolio managers, the people who directly oversee the mutual funds that so many Americans buy shares in.
It's clear that the portfolio managers were very upset with the impact that these market timers were having on their funds.
Don Trohn is president of the Foundation for Fiduciary Studies at the University of Pittsburgh. He says on the other side were senior Invesco executives who wanted to bring more money under management. New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer claims they wanted to make more in fees, so he says they struck deals with hedge funds who would invest hundreds of millions of dollars, but only if they were allowed to skim profits away from average shareholders. The hedge funds allegedly did that by frequently plowing tens of millions of dollars into an Invesco fund and then quickly selling for a profit to take advantage of stale mutual fund prices. Don Trohn says that was upsetting the normal workings of their funds.
The portfolio managers were arguing that they were required to hold more cash in the portfolios than they would normally want to hold. They were upset about the additional transaction costs that had to be borne by the remaining shareholders. And they were incredibly upset about the fact that they were forced to sell securities when they didn't want to sell securities.
In other words, all this money flying in and out was forcing them to sometimes buy stocks too high and other times sell too low. One former Invesco fund manager says he told senior management that, quote, market timing is not good for long-term shareholders. The chief investment officer said the trading was, quote, killing the legitimate shareholders. But beyond such clear warnings, the regulators say they have something else on Invesco's top executives.
What is really going to make the case is the allegation that they prohibited any documentation of these arrangements and that they concealed the information from the independent directors.
Mercer Bullard is a former SEC attorney and a University of Mississippi law professor. He asks, why did Invesco executives hide these market timing deals with hedge funds?
When you look into that process and what you see is an intent to hide the truth, to keep anyone from finding out about the nature of these arrangements, and that's what really is going to strongly suggest that they knew what they were doing was bad for shareholders.
Bullard qualifies that by saying that regulatory actions always cast a company in a negative light, and Invesco might still persuasively argue that shareholders came first. In a statement, Invesco denied any wrongdoing and vowed to vigorously contest any charges brought against it. Chris Arnold, NPR News.